Meet Lubbock City Council District 3 candidates, and on Wednesday, Maury Stanley, Tuesday, Jeff Griffin. This morning, here it is, 7:20 a.m., and we are visiting with Deanne Clark. Now, you've probably seen her on TV, on Channel 2. I mean, she's a city council rock star. She's there quite a bit. She comes in here only for me to find out that, you know, like I said earlier, she, you know, has an upset stomach. Now,
she
what,
doesn't have an upset stomach.
Well, yes, she does.
She's just upset about some things.
Okay, when you're upset, what's the first thing to go? Your stomach.
Not usually with me, but.
All right. Thanks. Welcome to the program. Appreciate you getting up early, Deanne. Welcome to the program. Okay, we'll just cut to the chase on this deal. What sets your hair on fire about city council, and what's the primary purpose of why you're going to be running in May?
Well, the primary purpose and the reason I was upset the other night is that we already owe $1.2 billion and they eagerly piled on another $1.5 million onto our debt, borrowed it, and it just doesn't seem to bother some people. You know, it's all the way from Lubbock, Texas to Washington, D.C. that we are just borrowing our future away, especially for our children. They're going to get to pay this, and it's going to hurt us on the way. Debt hurts, and I don't know why, where we lost that philosophy that we need to pay things and we need to get ourselves solvent. And so that's what has caused me to want to at least have one vote in District 3, and I think it's a good chance for the people who live in District 3 to say, stop it. Let's get some sanity back, and let's pay our bills, and let's repair our properties that we have right now, and not have to pay more down the line, and just to get things on an even keel. I think that would be a great day when we can say that.
What is... You know, the $1.5 million that was borrowed.
Billion.
Or billion. Yeah, but the money that was borrowed
the other night. Yeah. It upset my stomach.
Yeah. what exactly was that money borrowed for?
It was a lot of different things. I had to go back into the agenda and see. It wasn't for the salaries. The salaries came out of the regular budget, and they were very high, Tom. They were like $30,000 in one swoop, $50,000.
Those were salaries for the city secretary, city manager, and the interim city attorney.
That's correct. And I don't know how many of us get salary increases like that, but that was the first thing that caught my attention. But, yes, the other were across the board for running the city. And Tom, we should be able to run the city on the revenues we get. Plus, let me tell you, there's a little secret. A little hidden taxes on the LP&L bills. And so when people are having their utilities shut off, they're not just for the utilities. They're for things called transfers and franchise fees and pilot, which is paid in lieu of the debt. And so when you're getting your utility shut off, it may be for a fee that goes back into the general budget. And if you heard all the stories about people hurting when the LP&L rates went up this summer, it broke our hearts. Some people are doing without. I've walked the streets of Lubbock and found out that some people are doing without medicine. Some people are doing without food. There, a couple of people I talked to had to borrow that money from family members or someone outside just to keep their utilities on.
Okay, now, how do you propose that you will actually make a difference and, you know, permeate the city council? Because here's the thing. whenever you're in the hot seat there, I mean, it's a chess game. You know, you know, you have to kind of line your dominoes up and pick and choose your battles to make progress.
You do.
You know, really, and then when you get them just right, you got to go and start the first one falling. So the next one falls, and then it creates a little bit more momentum. you know, how do you get in there and do that?
Well, it is difficult because you only have one vote and you're hoping that someone else will side with you and vote against some of that stuff. But here's the thing, and this is the way America works, and that's that you get the public, you get the people to say, no, we don't like this. We'd like to have a change. And you do that by going to the polls and supporting people that you think will do that for you, will fight for you, will say it, will repeat it, will show the facts, will let people know we don't like it. We want a change.
I know, Laura, I know a lot of people want change and they want positive change. My thing is, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to rain on your parade, but the thing is it's very obvious that there are competing factions and different approaches to agendas on there. So basically what you have to do is you're in there politicking to see, you know, with the other council mm-hmm. members to try and make the agenda work, you know, in the vein that you want, or in the agenda that you want to push, right. Which I guess would be, you know, cashing out and, you know, justifying the bottom line to where, you know, you're debt free. Now, I don't think ever that a city is ever going to be debt free.
No, you're right.
There's no way, right?
Right.
But anyway, okay, we got about 30 seconds. Tell us why people should vote for you and just one final thought. I mean, obviously, we can tell where your head's at, but, you know, give us some words of wisdom.
Okay. Well, of course, I'd appreciate the vote. And the reason that I think this should happen is because I think the timing is right. I think that I'm willing to give the extra mile and to vote the way that they think.
That's Deanne Clark.